In this video, we're going to discuss employee training, and we're going to compare online courses versus other training methods. Welcome, I'm Garland Coulson, Captain Time. So there's lots of ways to train your employees. You can do peer-to-peer training, create a training library, run in-house workshops, send people away for training, do webinars, or online courses. So let's look at each of these and see what their pros and cons are. So peer-to-peer training is training done by your coworkers. So the benefits of this is training is very specific to the job. It's by a coworker who's already in the company and already knows the information. The training can be done in-house and usually done right away. So it's a great way to get some training done quickly. But there are a few drawbacks. The coworkers might not have time to take to train a new employee. They might be very busy with their own work. And coworkers are going to vary in skill, and they may not know better methods. They don't know what they don't know. And these gaps in their skills are passed on. And coworkers aren't professional trainers. I mean, you might have the best salesperson in your organization may not be able to teach what they do. It might just be intrinsic to them. So even though they're good at their job, they are not always the best people to train. You can create a library of training books and other materials. And this is often overlooked as a training method. Books are very affordable. They can be used by multiple people over time. And so it doesn't cost that much to get a library of 10 to 15 books that would help your employees and keep adding to that every month. The drawbacks, of course, only one person can read the book at a time. And if they're slow getting it back, it could be out for weeks. And people are not usually given dedicated time on their job to sit there and read. And this is important that everybody should get dedicated time to do their professional development. I worked for one organization that had this awesome training library of videos that you could watch and things like that. But when I would book off time to go watch these videos, my boss gave me the impression that they weren't happy. They thought I was just, you know, being lazy or something, instead of every week I would spend 2 hours and go learn more. I have my own books, Stop Wasting Time, End Procrastination in 5 Weeks. So check it out at Amazon if you'd like to add that one to your library. So the next method is running in-house workshops by staff trainers. So the benefits to this is that the training, again, is specific to your job and organization because your trainer is on staff. There's no travel time or expense. People are away from their desk, which makes it a bit easier to learn, but they're still in the office, so they're readily available. And it's dedicated learning time. People might put off reading a book or taking an online course, but if they're scheduled to be in the workshop, well, then they've got to be there. The drawbacks is you need to have professional trainers on staff. This is costly for smaller companies to do. A larger company might be able to manage it. And your staff trainers might only have a limited range of skills and topics that they can train on. And you need to pull the entire team away for the training, or you have to run multiple sessions. So it makes it kind of difficult when you're training. And the staff who are away will miss the session and training, so you'll have to run it again. But again, a very useful way to do training. Off-site training is where you send people away for training to a workshop or a conference. Benefits of the staff feel valued and they get a break from daily routine. They especially feel valued if they know you're spending money on them to travel and stay in a hotel. And so it really is a nice perk when people are able to learn that way. Staff are away from the office so they can be more focused on training. I know when I go to a conference, I'm fully engaged in the conference and what's going on. And as I'm learning things, my brain just goes, oh, I could do this and I could do this. And I take tons of notes. So just being away from the office lets me focus fully on the learning, instead of maybe if I was just in a little workshop and my in-house and my office was just down the way, at lunch I'm like, oh, I should just go in and do a few emails. But this way, you're totally away. And it's dedicated time to learn. You're fully dedicated to just focusing on the learning. Drawbacks, outside training, of course, is expensive. You got to pay per person per course. Travel expenses can really add up, especially if you have to fly people to other cities for it. It takes time to get all your staff trained. If you can only send some at a time, you can't really send your entire office to a conference. You have to rotate people through. And of course, new staff have to find new dates to learn. Next option is live online training and webinars. So these are usually taught by outside people. So the benefits of a live webinar, students can ask questions. They can usually access it from either their work or their home computers. And they can often use mobile devices. So if they're out and about, they might still be able to log in and see the webinar, even if they're out on the road. Drawbacks, a scheduled webinar might not fit everybody's needs. And of course, your new staff have to find new dates to learn. Podcasts are another underutilized training method, like having your own training library. So podcasts are audio training. You can listen to podcasts of people. And for example, I have a podcast on time management that your team could listen to. And a lot of podcasts are free. So this is a very inexpensive way of doing training. Great for learning during commuting or exercise. For many years, I had learned by listening in the old days, I'm dating how old I was, but I used to listen to cassette tapes when I first started to learn time management. That's how I learned was cassette tapes on my way to work. But now, of course, podcasts have taken that over. So great during your commute when you're riding the bus or when you're driving your car in the commute or exercise. Another great thing is you can listen to podcasts while you're exercising, and another great way to learn while you're burning those calories and getting fit. Online courses, another option for you. Drawback is most online courses, you might not be able to ask questions. Some of them let you ask questions in a comment. And you might be distracted by your office work. If you're supposed to take an online course, but your phone keeps ringing or people keep walking into your office and asking you questions, then it might be more difficult to focus. Benefits, you can usually access online courses from your work or home computers and even mobile devices. You can access them 24/7, so there's no scheduling like there is with outside training or in-house training or webinars or conferences. They can include up-to-date templates, worksheets, and checklists, so there can be some deeper information in an online course you often don't get in a one-off webinar. You could always retake and review the course to refresh your memory, and it's usually less expensive than live training. You can create your own in-house online courses. The benefit of that is a job training specific to your organization. Maybe just have people do screen recordings or teaching on camera. It can be specific to your software, your processes, your culture. Drawbacks is it's time-consuming to create the in-house online courses, and it needs in-house people, again, with excellent training skills. You can also have online courses taught by outside trainers like myself. Great for soft skills like time management, public speaking, sales. Great to bring in these outside people. Also great for software skills if you want people to learn Microsoft Office, Salesforce, Google Analytics, all these different tools that you're using, you want to get better at them. Overall, you know, each method has its strengths, but I think that online courses are often the best bang for your buck for employee training because they're available 24/7. People can go back and retake them. There's no time constraints that way. So I really think that online courses are quite valuable for employee training. So a few success tips for online courses. License or find a range of courses that are needed for success within your organization. Give your staff dedicated time for professional development and working through the courses. And this is key. If you keep telling your staff you're supposed to do these online courses, but you're not giving them any dedicated time for it, and you're working them crazy hours, then how are they supposed to do this? Link the online course progress to their performance reviews and their career progression. So incentivize them. If they're going to, take these courses, make sure there's a value to them in addition to the learning. Make sure they're recognized for taking the courses, recognized for their success. I offer time management training for employees, both live, but I also have an online course, a step-by-step 90 Plus training video library that is available for group access. So if you'd like to license my course for your employees, contact me, garland@captaintime.com. Other sources for online courses, you can check out Coursera, Code Academy for coding, Allison.com, MIT, edX, or a few other ones to look at. Please hit the like and subscribe button. It really helps people find my videos, and it tells Google that this is worthy, valuable content. So if you found this valuable at all, please hit the like and subscribe button. And as always, if you need more help, leave me a comment below if you found this useful. Leave me a comment about problems you have learning in your organizations, problem you have finding courses, anything like that. Tell me about the training in your organization, how the training works in your organization. And of course, you can always visit my website at captaintime.com. Thanks for listening. It's been a real pleasure.